Joining us this morning is Stephanie Murdoch, founder and board president of Skate Park of Baltimore. And that's a group that is trying to raise money for, I would assume, a skate park in Baltimore, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Well, Stephanie, how much money do you need and how much has already been raised?
Right now we're in the midst of a matching campaign with Baltimore City Rec and Parks, and they said that they would match up to $75,000 towards the cost of construction. Right now we've raised two-thirds of that, $50,000, $25,000 of which came from the Tony Hawk Foundation, and the other $25,000 came from our own grassroots fundraising efforts. So we are trying to raise the additional $25,000 in order to break ground this year on the skate park.
Explain why the Tony Hawk Foundation has embraced this.
Well, the Tony Hawk Foundation builds skate parks in cities that have vulnerable youth, so inner cities, especially targets, but they're responsible for building close to 500 skate parks, and they've donated more than $4 million towards skate park development across the United States. So for them to choose the skate park of Baltimore for their maximum grant, we were their only maximum grantee this year, is really a huge thing for us.
So you've raised $25,000. The Tony Hawk Foundation has kicked in another $25,000, so you're up to $50,000. You need to find $25,000 more to give you $75,000. Then what happens?
Well, then we're going to be breaking ground on the park.
Because you'll have $150,000 basically in hand to get the park going.
Exactly. We have our land. It's over in Roosevelt Park in Hamden off of Falls and 36th Street. We've completed our designs for a 16,000-square-foot facility. And we have the support of the community, the city, and hopefully the state. We've actually gone and talked to our state delegates about a bond bill, which we have down in Annapolis right now.
So there really is no cool place to skateboard in Baltimore?
Well, you know, we have a big skateboarding history in Baltimore and Maryland. We have two of the oldest skate parks in the country, and we have Bucky Lassick hailing from Maryland, one of the most well-known skateboarders. But frankly, we don't have facilities for these kids to go. Most of the time when the kids are out skating, they're street skating, which is a lot of fun, but it can very quickly lead to altercations with business owners, with pedestrians, and even the police. So what's happening is these kids are getting pulled into the juvenile justice system with, you know, trespassing charges, destruction of property, when really they're just out there skating and doing what they like to do, and they don't see it as a crime. So with proper facilities and skate parks, that should alleviate some of that.
Stephanie, how can everyone help?
Well, everyone can help by going to our website, skateparkofbaltimore.com, and making a donation. All of those donations will be matched, so your donation can go twice as far in 2012.
And you have until May 31st to get the last $25,000, right?
We do, and we're leaving no stone unturned. We're applying for different foundation grants. We're going after local businesses, but we also need the help of skaters and their parents and grandparents and friends. And for everyone out there who used to skate, hey, we still have about 30,000 kids in Baltimore that are skating every day and they need a place to go. So think about making a small donation towards our cause. It can really go a long way.
All right. Good luck with it, Stephanie, and keep us in the skate loop.
I certainly will.
Stephanie Murdoch, founder and board president of Skate Park of Baltimore. Thanks for joining us on Maryland's Morning News.
Thanks for having me.